Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. Let me ask you guys a question. First, I want to say Deacon John in Cleveland pledges 100. Thank you, Deacon John. And I want to give that number out. It's 888. This is Pledge Week, folks. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, let me ask you this, okay? If you go out, well, Joe lives on a farm, so I won't ask him. I'll ask Julie.
Okay.
And you're, if you voted for Joe Biden and you had to go out and you had to spend $10 for a dozen of eggs, do you have any right, if you voted for Joe Biden, to complain?
No.
Okay, Joe, when you go to fill up the tractor out there or go fill up the truck and gas is costing you $5 a gallon, if you voted for Joe Biden, do you have any right to complain?
No right at all. You brought it on yourself.
I did have a man explain to me that inflation is being caused by the entire population of the United States spending too much money.
Oh, yeah. Well, the entire population is not...
I'm sorry, but I asked him what his financial background was. He didn't have one, and that speaks for itself.
Yeah.
It's the federal government spending... It's
correct.
The government spending too much money.
But that's the narrative that they're being fed from their people that they're listening to.
Sure. Well, they just dropped a couple words. They call it the whole country, and it's a half-truth.
So if you voted for Joe Biden... And if you voted for Joe Biden and if you were on a list to get public housing or on a list to get some welfare programs, and they brought in illegal aliens and they put them ahead of you on the list, and you didn't get your public housing, you didn't get that, even though you were on the list because Joe Biden decided that these illegals should go before you. In fact, if you were trying to get medical care and you couldn't get that, but the illegals do, okay? And so now, or if you're homeless, but you voted for Joe Biden and you're a homeless vet, but you can't find a place to live because they're giving these places to the illegal aliens. Now, in Chicago, they're having a problem. See, these people in Chicago, they voted for Joe Biden. But guess what? All of these illegal aliens are coming in, and they're replacing them on the welfare list, okay, on all of the social government handouts. So go ahead and play that clip.
Hey, guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Well, isn't that crazy how it all comes full circle? The Great Replacement Theory. Left-wingers, Democrats called it a right-wing conspiracy theory pushed by Tucker Carlson. Ooh, real spooky stuff. Media Matters putting together real scary Fox News compilations.
AOC and the gang are eager to replace native-born Americans and lawful immigrants with foreigners who came here illegal.
Of course, you're not working to import as many new citizens as we can into the United States to replace all the disobedient ones who didn't vote for us. We've never seen demographic change like this. It's roughly the equivalent of a brand new city of Chicago every year. A city populated entirely by poor people with limited education who can't speak English.
These are their new voters, and it is a terrifying prospect. If we let everybody just free flow over our southern border, guys, we lose our country. It is a very, very scary thing we've seen going on.
All you have to do is bring in new voters. That's what's going to happen, and it's going to be millions of new people that come in that, again, by the way, haven't been vetted, we haven't looked at. That have just walked across the border, and again, I think it's a tragedy.
Trying to replace the current electorate, the voters now casting ballots, with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. That's what's happening, actually. Let's just say it. That's true.
Crazy, they told you. Of course that's not happening. Even though here's CNN's Caitlin Collins back when she worked at Fox, basically outlining the whole thing and actually putting George Soros at the top.
From our nation's capital. Caitlin, what does that mean? What's George Soros trying to do with the immigration crisis? Good morning. Okay, so George Soros is this foreign-born left-wing guy who essentially wants to change the nature of our country. And in this data dump, one of the memos was about the refugee crisis. And they made 3 points. They think that they've been successful at influencing immigration policy across the world. They think that the refugee crisis is an opportunity to continue doing so. And they think the refugee crisis is the new normal. And George Soros is this guy who is a staunch advocate for open borders. He wants people to be able to go wherever they want, whenever they want, for whatever reason. And for him, he sees this immigration policy, this crisis, as a vehicle to further his immigration agenda.
Crazy, wacky stuff. Don't pay attention to those evil right-wing racists and their conspiracy theories. Well, it's only a conspiracy theory until it's obvious, as clear as day, until you can see it. Then all of a sudden it becomes a major concern now, doesn't it? And that's exactly what's happening as Democrat voters, this time specifically in Chicago, are hit with a real rude awakening recently. I guess we could call it the reality of Democrat policies, or the reality of Joe Biden policies. Now all of a sudden Democrat voters are real concerned about uncontrolled illegal immigration. We're building up on the story that we covered yesterday. Concerned residents, concerned Democrat residents from Chicago's South Shore. Let me show you guys exactly what's going on here. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, take a look at this from the Daily Mail. Quote, "We need to be taken care of first. Chicago community, where 97% voted for Biden, react furiously after finding out that 500 migrants are heading their way, as some claim that they have been bumped off of housing waiting lists. Furious Chicago residents who overwhelmingly voted for President Biden during the last election have angrily spoken out against the hundreds of migrants being brought to the area that are knocking longtime residents off of housing waiting lists." Let's take a look at what some of these residents had to say.
All these resources that have not come to us, now you want to overly compensate for people who never lived here before, and we need to be taken care of first and foremost before anything else happens here.
Why would any leader put our black communities, already riddled with crime, at further risk by placing unvetted non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure?
We are at war, people. Our communities are at war. They are violating our communities, and we asking that we're demanding for office of black America, or whatever you want to call it, to deal with issues like this.
I did get placed on a wait list, but I was told that the immigrants was taking priority. That's a story that a lot of people don't know, and it hurt me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I understand we need to be humanitarian, but these people are, that my participants are third and fourth generation Chicagoans, born, bred, fed, and raised here. My grandmother, Mayrella Sherrington, rest in peace, always said, Craig, charity starts at home first, and then it goes abroad.
Politically, having over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have.
Many of these migrants have been dumped in our neighborhoods without a plan in place to monitor and house them long term.
I'm not selling nothing, and I keep telling people, watch that big you don't have to move. Coming to wipe if you out. Sell, they gonna come in. If we don't sell, we gotta stand strong.
This is the highest, and I mean highest, level of hypocrisy. These are the same residents who 97% of which voted for Joe Biden and his open border policies. They voted against Donald Trump because Donald Trump was a terrible, evil racist for his anti-immigration policies. How racist it is to say, make America great again. America was never great. You know, the typical thing we hear from Biden voters. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like those same Democrat voters are basically pushing a similar message, a message that I've heard before. Sounds like a certain political slogan, a political catchphrase that's been popularized recently. We need to be taken care of first, they say. Sounds a whole lot like America first. Rather than refugees and the rest of the world's interest, the rest of the world's poor, ahead of your own citizens. I don't get the outrage. I don't get the frustration. You literally voted for this. I mean, if anything, these are the exact communities that should be taking in these migrants. They're the same communities that voted voted for it. Republican voters, Republican states, Republican cities, expressed their democratic will, and their will was to enforce border laws and to prioritize American citizens above all else. And look, I know these people are frustrated, and trust me, I feel for them, but we've been trying to warn you for a very long time. I've been screaming into this microphone, not because I'm a terrible, evil conservative racist, but because I care for you and your interests, and especially your economic interests. You didn't listen. You didn't heed the warning. You fell for all the BS. You fell for all the propaganda. Now you know what? In life, this is the way that it works. You gotta deal with the consequences of your actions. And clearly there are consequences here that have to be reckoned with. Elections, frankly, should carry consequences. And they should absolutely carry consequences specifically for the people who vote for the policy. You can't just vote for open borders and then shove the whole problem at Texas's doorstep. That's why for me, shipping illegal migrants to Democrat cities and states has always been legitimate policy and not a political stunt, as many claim it to be. You can't vote for doors, fences, and locks to be illegal on personal property, and then only impose those laws on your neighbors while you live in a fortress at the corner of the street. But you know, it's sad because even with everything that I just said, we know what's going to continue to happen. The actual effect of Democrat policies seems to have little to no effect on voting patterns in these cities going into the next election cycle. What do you think is going to happen in this Chicago district? Well, they're probably going to vote for Joe Biden or literally any Democrat at the exact same percentage, 97%. Maybe, just maybe, 95% instead of 97, you know, a real big political shift, but chances are that's exactly what's going to happen. It's honestly what always happens. Democrat voters voting for Democrat politicians, creating the same problems that Democrats are voting for them to solve. Of course, there's nothing new. Nothing here is going to change. You know, the logical response here from your average Democrat would probably be, hey, maybe this policy is dumb. Maybe economically it doesn't make sense and maybe it's hurting us. Maybe we should stop, you know, stop it, get some help.
Stop it. Get some help.
But no, of course not. The answer to this problem for Democrats is what it always is. More federal funding, more taxpayer dollars, more subsidies, more free sh- and so-
All right, there you go, folks. And, there you go in Chicago. Yeah, I mean, look, they've got the right to be dumb, right? I mean, look, you know, they said, I'm a Democrat, my daddy was a Democrat, and his daddy was a Democrat, right?
Well, but they're waking up now.
Do you think they're waking up?
Well, to a certain degree.
But these folks right here that you just heard tonight, they've been so indoctrinated. Do you think they've woken up enough not to want to vote for another Democrat?
I don't know about that. All right. But the people that start becoming unrested relative to the people that they used to support, you've got to hit them in their pocketbook. You know, they're being affected, you know, physically, location, you know, the waiting list and all this type of thing. You know, most of the people are living below poverty level. And so if the services aren't there, all right, then they are going to have a reason to change how they vote in the future.
Well, you know, in Chicago with that, they've got that new liberal mayor now. You know, he's one of the George Soros boys.
Right. But if he doesn't move in on stuff, you know, that's another reason why things could swing the opposite direction. It all depends.
Well, what do you think? Well, I mean, what if you think, because, like, Chicago's free fire zone, right? You go to Chicago and
Never go to Chicago.
Well, let's just say you really had an urge to, maybe shoot a couple of kids and not go to jail. But now you're not the right color. You have to be black to get away with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Chicago. But if you're black and you want to go out and shoot a couple of black kids, you could pretty much know you could do it and not go to jail or prison, right?
Correct.
Okay, you'd be off the next day, be let out on your own cognizance. So what if they did that in Chicago? What if the mayor says, you know what, we can make money off this. We'll have like safaris, okay, where you can come to Chicago and go hunt some kids because that's what they do there. This guy... it's unbelievable. This guy's a Joe Stalin-like communist.
Well, there's a couple movies out about that, you know, where once a year, I think in the United States, they would have for 24 hours, basically you could kill whoever you wanted to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movies.
Purge. Yeah, it's Purge.
Purge. But the bottom line is, you know, it's pure evil. And these people, you're not going to be able to reason with them. You ask them questions, and all they do is get mad.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, a few years back, back when Trump was in I believe it was Charlotte, where you had so-called white supremacists had a riot. Some guy ran into a crowd of people and killed a girl. Joe, where was that? Was that Charlotte, Massachusetts, or Charlotte, South Carolina? Do you remember, Joe?
Sure.
Or was it Charleston?
Charleston.
I think it was Charleston, South Carolina, right? Well, anyhow, if you remember, we had people call in here that were there, and they were saying, look, the buses bringing these people in, you had the so-called white supremacists, you know, with their heads shaved and all of that, getting off the same buses with Antifa. They were being bussed in together. What does that tell you?
Well, bottom line is, you know, the people that got arrested that were burning buildings down and everything like that were out of state. They were not from the state that all that was happening in.
Well, no, I know, but these weren't white supremacists.
When you have the opposing sides, it was a dog and pony show, and they were all being paid to carry out their role.
Absolutely. It was theatrics. Now, Biden blasted for calling white supremacy the most dangerous terrorist threat at a college speech, pure evil. That man is an absolute liar. That man, you know, I would have to say this, the so-called white supremacy threat on a scale of 1 to 100 would be maybe a 2. Who is it that's burning down the cities? Who burnt down Portland? Who burnt down Seattle? Who burnt down Minneapolis? Who burnt down all these cities? It wasn't the white supremacists burning down all these cities. It was Antifa. It was burn, loot, and murder, what they call Black Lives Matter.
A look at the FBI statistics, how many people have been killed by white supremacists. There have been over 2,000 blacks killed by blacks, but I'll bet you can't find more than just a small handful of anybody killed by a white supremacist.
You know, at one time, if you did a Google...
There are not a lot of them.
At one time, if you did a Google search for Antifa, it took you to Biden.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
And earlier, you guys were talking about these Democrats in these cities that keep voting, you know, the blacks and the people that keep voting for the Democrats. It's like an abusive spouse. They get to where they've been abused for so long, they're afraid or incapable of changing. And, you know, I'm not sure how they feel, but that's what it looks like. If you've ever seen a woman that's in an abusive relationship, you try and tell them to get out. Well, they don't deserve any better. Oh, I can't get out. I'd have to go to work. I can't be on my own. Or you get all these different excuses. And that's what I see with these minority voters that stay in the Democrat Party. They're an abused spouse, and the Democrat Party is the, you know, parent. And they just keep putting up with the abuse because that's maybe all they know.
Well, and then the churches don't help in those neighborhoods either, because they're getting a lot of money flow from the government, and the pastors are basically supporting those candidates that are just keeping this whole idiocy going on.
All right, folks, we've got 30 minutes left in tonight's program here on airtime, 30 minutes of airtime, and we are way, way, way short. I mean, way short. We've got to hear from you. The phone lines have not been ringing. And if we don't hear from you, not only will we not be able to get back on those stations, we'll probably end up going off more stations. The numbers are 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, or 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We need to light this board up. I don't see any lines lighting up right now. Again, let me keep giving those numbers out. We've got to hear from you because this is very, very serious. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you right now.
One of the things I wanted to mention related to the Northeast Ohio Planning Agency that we mentioned before, the NOAACA, I did a little bit more digging in their website, and basically they have very different councils that are created under that organization. And one of them is the Council for Community Advancement. And underneath that council, they have a an initiative called Emerging Leaders. And basically, that's similar and a mimic of what George Soros has with young global leaders around the world. So there's a tie-in there with that emerging leaders. And then they also have a diversity and inclusion policy. And then, interestingly, I found a town plan for the city of Cleveland to create green streets. And what's interesting is I volunteer in downtown Cleveland once a month, and I was going down 77, and I began to see signs about opportunity corridors. And in this Northeast Ohio NOAACA, it talks about putting in three different corridors to create livable communities. So, you know, all this is going on, and when I talked to the people who are familiar with more downtown, they had no idea what these opportunity corridors was all about.
All right, you know what? We've got to make that, you know, we only have 1 week out of a month where we have Pledge Week. And this ministry, the people here work very, very hard. We do it without pay. We don't get paid for doing this. We do it because we love our God and we love our country. We love our freedom, and we're fighting with everything we have to keep that freedom. And so as I do, I got to make the goal. So you can put Doers of the Word Baptist Church down for $1,000. All right, now I'd like to get somebody to match that. I'd like to get about five or six people to match that $1,000 tonight. So who can match that $1,000? 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Like I said, folks, we don't get paid for doing this. We work very, very hard. We do a lot of research, and we're involved out here politically in so many things, fighting for the children, especially the unborn babies. But we need your help out there. 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, or 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. Former CIA Director John Brennan has admitted the infamous letter signed by 51 former intelligence officials falsely saying Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian. Disinformation was political. These people sold themselves cheap. They really sold them. These are dirty cops. These are really dirty cops that did this. Brennan, the CIA, who lied under oath to Congress, but the only prosecute.
There's no accountability for that.
No, they only prosecute Republicans. Democrats. The CIA chief during Obama's regime made the admission during his four-hour testimony to House Judiciary Committee investigators behind closed doors last week. Brennan's deposition comes as former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper is expected to give testimony on May 17th. Both Brennan and Clapper signed a letter by 51 former intelligence officials who claimed Hunter's laptop had the classical earmarks of Russian information operation. What liars. What liars. An email shows Brennan agreeing to have his name added to the letter of signatories by then the acting CIA director, Mike Morrell. There you go, folks.
Notice how he could come out and admit it now. And he's not worried. He didn't. He's not losing his job.
We don't have a Justice Department. It's simply It's simply a strong-armed division of the Communist Party.
Well, the CIA was involved. We know that Anthony Blinken was running around and started this whole thing, and then we know that Morrell guy with the CIA running around getting signatures. And there were, what, probably 51 people that signed, but there's probably 60, 70 people involved. Not one of these people will ever be in trouble, will get charged with a crime, will spend one day in jail.
They will if Trump gets back in.
January 6th kid, you know, people that were somewhere.
They will if Trump gets back in. Joe, Trump said if he gets back in, they're going to jail. They know that. That's why they are. That's why they determined to do it, whatever they have to do, even if it destroys the entire country, to keep Trump from getting back into office.
To keep themselves out of jail. That's a pretty good reason to lie, cheat, and steal to stay out of jail, huh?
Well, or to be put to death for treason.
Well, Trump also he said he would pardon those January 6th people. Once he got back into office, he'd pardon them. So, very good. We really need... But see, here's the thing. Like they told Joe Biden, the Communist Party, Joe, get back to your basement, stay there, and we'll rig the election again. And they're in the process looking ways to rig the election again.
Right.
So there you go. All right, what do we have here? We have Gail in Massachusetts pledges 200. Thank you, Gail. John in West Park pledges 50. Thank you. John in Minnesota pledges 77. Thank you. All right, folks, we got to really keep going.
Well, let's remind people at this point that the Bible says when you support a ministry that, you know, glorifies God, that does His will, this minute, the radio ministry, Pastor Ernie's been a watchman on the wall for almost 50 years. There's King's Word School of the Bible, making men into pastors, and teaching laymen. And then there's the prison ministry, the Right to Life ministry, a trucking ministry. Several of us have been in hospice. Any of the things that we do that glorifies God, helps bring somebody awareness of the Holy Spirit. Any good deed that's done that makes God happy, you get to share in the blessings if you support that ministry. So it's a way for many of you that are professionals or run a business and you're busy 6-7 days a week like some of the ranchers and farmers I know. They're working all the time. They don't have a lot of time to donate, but you can use your money to help lay up crowns and treasures in heaven. And it's just something that you need to prayerfully consider.
All right, Joe, here, I was just thinking, boy, isn't there any positive news? Don't we have something positive? And then somebody calls in, and they said, well, maybe if we had more positive news, we'd get more money. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know here is something that's positive. Comer says, that's Representative Comer, he is going to drop a bomb and reveal who in the White House is intimidating Biden crime family whistleblowers. House Oversight Chairman James Comer appeared on Fox News Sunday morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo to discuss the Biden crime family. Last week, Comer identified 9 of the Bidens who were implicated in the corruption. Bank records show the Bidens and their associates and their companies received over $10 million. Well, I'm going to tell you, they received way, way, way more than that, folks. Believe me. Well,
I hate to say this, but I heard on the television today that the whistleblower is missing. They don't know where he is, he or she. I think it was they said he. And they're not sure what's going on, but that whistleblower is supposed to be testifying Thursday is out of touch. Nobody knows where they are.
Could be in safe custody.
Hopefully they're with somebody being protected. Yeah, protective custody, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Well, and the other point is that, you know, what you're not going to hear anywhere except here is that we're winning on a local and community level. We're booting the wrong people off the school boards. People are choosing to run for office. They're challenging their mayors and the elected officials related to how they're voting and the policies and procedures and regulations that are being put into their communities. And so the one thing that has happened here is people have to understand that we, the people, have to also have an organized voice. And what I see across the country, not only locally, by state, and then nationally, is people coming together in the different groups with one purpose in mind to turn this country around.
All right, very good. Bill in Heartland pledges 100 in Hartville and Orland in Oregon pledges 1,000. Did I get that right? Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, we need a few more people to match that 1,000 tonight. We've got approximately 20 minutes left.
Pastor, I have an article here about climate change, which, of course, we know is just part of the lies that are coming from the left. But related to Al Gore, 20 years ago, we were going to freeze to death.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now we're back into the globe. Now we're going to warm up too much. But basically, this article says that everybody will have to decrease their standard of living by 75%, and they'll use force if necessary. Well, I don't think so because, you know, my gun's out and it's going to stay out.
All righty. Yeah, mine too. All right. We will come back right after this with more.
And now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, He's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, He did it His way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true. There was never anything that He couldn't do. By faith in Him, never was any doubt. What He said, He carried out. All in all, as I recall, He did it His way. He lived, He suffered and died, but He arose in power and glory. In Him, I now abide, for history is just His story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, no, not me. He did it His way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his Lord, then he has not. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
All righty, we're back. And Joe, we're only 1,800 short. We want to say Joe in Massachusetts pledges 50. Rosita in Michigan pledges 1,000. Thank you, Rosita. She matched Pastor's pledge. Thank you, Rosita. Andrea also in Illinois pledges 500. Andrea in Illinois pledges 500. Thank you, Andrea. Anyhow, Joe, out of the 10 people that they have that were going to blow the whistleblowers on the Biden crime cartel, one of three things, 9 out of the 10 of them, one is missing, and the others are either currently in court or they're currently in jail or they're hiding. And so, here he says they're all afraid for their lives. They're all afraid for their lives. Because, you know, remember, Biden was also connected with the, remember what Biden would told that mayor there, I believe it was, where was it? It might have been in Florida, wherever they had that hurricane, whatever, in that little city. He said, hey, you don't mess with a Biden family. Nobody messes with a Biden family. That's what he told them.
Yeah, threatened intimidation.
Yeah, and so.
We need to keep all those people in prayer because if they go down, people will be more afraid than they are.
Why don't you lead the people to prayer right now? Pray for those 10 people.
I think it'd be a great idea. Please, just all of you listening, pray with me because we're in a time where it's very, very serious, and we're going to need God's help if we're going to win this battle. There's going to need to be a lot of prayer and fasting. Dear Heavenly Father, we have brave men and women, we don't know which, who are coming forward to testify to corruption in the federal government. They are risking careers, putting their family in danger, themselves in danger. Could just be loss of jobs, financial, or it could be far more serious than that. There have been a lot of threats made by some pretty wicked people. So, Lord, we don't know all the names, and we don't know a lot, but, Lord, you know who all these people are. And we would ask you, we would beg you to put a hedge of protection around them, that they may be able to come forth and tell the truth, shine some light on the horrible evil that's going on in our country. And if they're able to come forward and testify, if their lights can shine, it will give courage to others to come forth and speak out. And I worry that if these people are silenced, too many other people will be afraid to come forward, and the truth is not going to see the light of day, Lord. And we are just asking you from the bottom of our hearts that you would raise up the people, help them with the courage to be witnesses, to testify, to be truth tellers, and that many, many, many more would stand up and follow and not have to live in fear. We ask this in that name above all names. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jim. All right, what do you have there, Elaine?
Well, basically, I just want to do a little information about vaccines in general. There is no safe vaccine. Bottom line is all vaccines in the United States have patent numbers, and basically all the viruses have patent numbers. That means that they are made by man, and then the vaccine is created. The vaccines all have toxic ingredients in them. I do have a listing of vaccine ingredients. If you're interested in having a copy of that, you can contact me. My name is Elaine Conley, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y. My phone number is 440-478-4073. I've also been getting calls from people looking for doctors that are going to treat them the correct way. Also related to vaccinations for children in the future, in the fall, are going to contain the mRNA part of the COVID shots. So you want to stay away from the vaccines. Most states do have vaccine exemptions. I can help you wade through that and also be a resource related to that. So give me a call at 440-478-4073.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Also, Elaine, she works with a lot of products that are good, especially when it comes to wellness. Also, things like air purifiers and water, where you have water purifiers.
Correct. Because your bottled water, while it is considered sometimes to be better than tap, not always. You want to always look at labels when you're in the grocery store, and especially with the water, because I have seen bottled waters that have said that the source of that bottled water is from the municipal water system in Rochester, New York. So basically, you're paying for somebody else's tap water.
Absolutely. All right, folks, 888-281-1110. That's if you have credit cards especially, but 888-677-9673. We have approximately 7 minutes left of airtime. What do you have, Joe?
You wanted some good news. The United States Surgeon General makes an inspiring conclusion about church attendance. It came out that the General Vivek Murthy commented, and he was talking about the epidemic of loneliness, isolation across America, calls it a urgent public health issue. And he said, research shows that loneliness, isolation are associated with greater risk of heart disease, dementia, stroke, depression, anxiety, premature death. It's as bad or worse than smoking heavily during the day. And what he said was that we've disconnected from one of the sources of deep and significant connections, our church attendance. And he said the faith-based groups can be a source for regular social contact, serve as community support, provide meaning and purpose in life, create a sense of belonging with the shared values and beliefs, and religion has been, a Christian religion associated with reduced risk-taking behaviors. And he's talking about people need to get back to the pillars of the community. It used to be the pillars of the community, the church attendance. They didn't come out and specifically say Christianity, but I'm pretty sure that's what he was talking about, because most of the churches in this country are Christian churches.
Well, Joe, you know, one of the things, too, that's happening, which is really good, positive, and that is, more and more people are coming out of the entertainment centers, these large entertainments, and they're going to actual unregistered New Testament Baptist churches. And that is good, because New Testament, they're popping up.
Mm-hmm.
The actual, you know, regular small church that's involved with teaching and preaching the Word of God. And, you know, so that is very, very good news. So,
and there's more in those smaller churches. There's a greater sense of belonging, of fellowship and family. I know our little country church is, people have become very deep and great friends and loving friends and people you can trust and count on. And it's really an extended family. They're as much a part of our family as our own blood relatives.
Well, that's exactly what people like Doers of the Word so much. Is because it is such a close family.
Right.
You go to Doers of the Word, you know, we're one and all, one for all. I mean, Doers of the Word Baptist Church is a family church where people are there for each other. And I am just really blessed to be the pastor of that church, because, You know, a lot of the, I would never last in most of these churches out there today, as activist as I am. And so, you know, we, most of them just want to hear, tell us what God wants to do for us and how we can stay comfortable.
But make us happy.
But
one last thing, Pastor, I want to mention is that, you know, to every drug out there, there is a natural counterpart. Better yet, if your body has got out of balance, that you have to require this so-called drug to put it in, back into balance, why don't we take a look at why the imbalance happened to begin with? And so that's called an integrative or holistic approach to health versus just putting a Band-Aid on it. And so that's basically what I do in my practice. Give me a call, 440-478-4073.
All right. How do you pronounce Dan? Dionisio pledges $10 from New York. Thank you, Dionisio. All right, folks, 888-281. We've got about 5 minutes left. But we will be here till midnight. We will be here taking calls till midnight. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. How much time do we have before they cut us? Okay. All right, we have just enough time for another article or two. Here you go. This is exclusive. The FBI's abuse of power. Three whistleblowers will lay out how the Bureau inflated domestic extremism stats and prioritized January 6 defendants over child predators in a bombshell hearing. Jim Jordan secured in-person testimony of former FBI officials Garrett O'Boyle, Steve Friend, Marcus Allen, all who have been suspended for vocalizing their concerns. The witnesses will detail on Thursday how, if they're still alive, right, how they have been retaliated against by the FBI for telling the truth. The officials say the FBI has inflated stats, domestic violent extremism, to fit the Biden administration's political narratives. The FBI has lost all of its legitimacy. It's, you folks, now there are still some good people in the FBI, like these whistleblowers, that are good American people, but the leadership has gone totally corrupt, absolutely totally corrupt. So you have no obligation at all. In fact, it would be wrong for you to give any legitimacy to the FBI as a legitimate Federal Bureau of Investigations. They're illegitimate. They're simply, a strong arm part of the Democratic Party.
And they're not part of the federal government and the Constitution.
Right. Okay, Paul in Granbury, Texas, pledges 25. All right, folks. Phone lines are still open.
One more quick good news. There was a school in Arizona that made a 180-degree turn. They had had arrested a young Arizona State student, Tim Tizon. His crime was handing out copies of the U.S. Constitution. And he was part of Young Americans for Liberty. Anyway, he was convicted to local court to pay a fine, community service, and everything got overturned, and Arizona State now has to acknowledge that they were not they were violating the Constitution. He had a right to free speech, to hand out copies of the Constitution. They claimed that, well, he wasn't on the right designated free speech zone in an isolated part of the campus when he was doing this. And he has now been freed and vindicated. You can now in that school hand out a copy of the Constitution without going to jail.
All righty. Joe, we're at the most important part of the program, folks. We still need for you to call at 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. I'm not sure how far we are away from our goal, wait a minute. Here you go. I'm going to find out in just 1 minute where we're at, and I can let you know. Okay. All right. Okay. We are about 1,700. We're still about 1,700 short of our goal.
Quite short.
Yeah, so We'll be here for the next 10 minutes, but right now we got to tell you this, folks. Everything that's happening today someday will be forgotten, and it'll be like a bad dream, all of this stuff. God has raised us up for such a time as this to run to this battle. He's raised us up. This is us to fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. But in order to fight like a Christian soldier with your eyes upon the cross, you got to be one, right?
Right.
And folks, the long and short, the most important thing anyone has ever done, the most important thing, the thing that matters most to you, is by giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know you say, well, there's a lot of religions. Yeah, but listen, folks, only the Word of God, only God's Word has the knowledge, I mean, the complete history, the authority that it has. There's no other source of knowledge in existence like the Word of God, like this King James Bible right here, that with absolute and total authority tells you exactly where everything came from, where it's at now, and where it's going. That's a reality, like it or not. That's a reality, okay? And so, folks, here, now is the time. How much time do I have? Okay, right now is what you need to do. The most important thing you can do, if you have not called upon the name of the Lord, if you have not asked the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, right now what you need to do, don't wait, because you might run out of tomorrows tonight. You need to pray to the Father. Here's what the Lord Jesus said. He made it very clear. He did all the heavy lifting. You need to pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of your sins. And then you pray and you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. And if you do that, God always, see, God is the only one we can totally, completely trust. We can't even trust ourselves at times. We don't know how we're going to respond. But God is the only one that we can always put complete trust in. And he will always do what he says he'll do. And if he does that, he'll honor that commitment. And then when that happens, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And if you'll do that, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so that's what you really, really need to do. You don't need to wait. Now, if you haven't done that, I would do it tonight. I would do it tonight. If you don't know how to do it, pray. Go read the Gospel of John chapter 3. Read it and do it, folks. But anyhow, we're out of time for tonight. And I just wanted to say one more time, those three numbers to call, to ask them where is the rest of the footage, is Kevin McCarthy, 202-225-2915, Jim Jordan, 225-2676, or 202-225-3115 for Comer. Okay, so we're out of time. So until tomorrow, we want to say how much? Good night. God bless. And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.